It was only a matter of time, was it not, before the alleged political corruption being aired at this ICAC inquiry into Australian Water Holdings spread to include mining. ICAC heard yesterday that Tim Colmer, a former policy advisor to Chris Hartcher, did, quote, a lot of research for Nick DiGirolamo when Girolamo was lobbying the O'Farrell government on behalf of the Wallara coal mine near Wyong. ICAC has already heard Australian Water Holdings paid over $183,000 to a Liberal Party slush fund operated by Colmer from Hartcher's office. The slush fund will be the subject of a separate ICAC inquiry beginning on April 28. Colmer relinquished his job with Hartcher in March 2012 following the announcement of an investigation into the slush fund. But just a few months later, he was working with DiGirolamo to get the Wallara mine approved. This is the mine Barry O'Farrell promised in opposition would never go ahead. No ifs, no buts, a guarantee, he said in opposition. Well, the Wallara mine is backed by a South Korean government-owned outfit called CORES, K-O-R-E-S. The Planning and Assessment Commission is due to consider a DA by CORES for that very mine this week. Local residents object to the mine. The local Aboriginal council has challenged it in court. Shadow Energy Minister Luke Foley last week introduced legislation into the upper house which would cancel its existing planning approvals. Barry O'Farrell has never explained why he broke his promise. Perhaps the ICAC process will reveal the answer.